What's on your heart today, Monsignor?
Today, you know, what's really on my heart, today's the feast of St. Alphonsus Liguori. And what came to me is our teachers, those who influence us in our thoughts, and those who really are the formators in our lives, of our moral lives. You know, when you have people like Oprah, she has a tremendous influence on people. And when you have these television commentators, and when you have people who kind of almost like sit in a chair of teachers, who are these people who are the formators of our moral life around us? When I hear, you know, people who kind of influence us in so many ways, Judge Judy, you know, here's a person who was influencing people, and, you know, here we are. We have this popularization of law and judgment and morality. St. Alphonsus is a 18th century saint, and he lived a long life, a brilliant doctor of the church, a great teacher of morality. In his mass today, the church interrupts what we probably wanted to continue in teaching, and that is the book of Exodus. And it says, well, give for this saint the reading from Paul's teaching on law, on morality. And it's the magnificent eighth chapter where Paul is talking about God's love for the sinner and God's love for all people and universal redemption. God's morality in the eighth chapter, I'll read of Romans, is the very famous teacher on sin and moral teaching of God. Hence now, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. My brothers and sisters, listen to this. If you are a baptized person, you are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed you from the law of sin and death. For what the law weakened by the flesh was powerless to do, this God done by sending his own Son into the likeness of sinful flesh, and for the sake of sin, he condemns sin in the flesh, so that the righteous decree of the law might be fulfilled in us, who live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. If you are in Christ, God is in you, the triune God. You have been baptized in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The God who made heaven and earth because of Jesus, who was sent into the world to bring salvation. Alphonsus began an order, and that order is properly called Redemptoris. God sent his Son for universal redemption and salvation. When Jesus came into the world, he suffered, he died, and he rose for our sins. He went back to heaven, and he sent his apostles into the world, and one of them was Paul, to baptize not only the Jews, but all nations, all of mankind. Any teacher of the law is going to teach us the truth about universal salvation. That is exactly what Jesus is teaching. He has come to say, I have come to save all of mankind. I did not come to condemn, but I came to save. What about the sin of mankind? You know, as we go through life, we have experience of all kinds. And there are all kinds of teachers who are going to be coming and teaching us. The primary teaching of God's law. You know, I really love some of the great that I hear as my Protestant brothers, Charles Stanley, I hear him, he's on television. When I hear him preach, when I hear him teach, he's teaching that universal redemption in Jesus Christ. I listen very carefully to him. So that you have to be careful of those whom you choose to teach and be your teachers. Billy Graham teaches universal redemption, that God sent his son into the world who suffered and died for all of mankind, and all of us can achieve righteousness through, with, and in Jesus Christ. Now, morality is that in him and through him and with him, we can be saved. There is universal redemption. What about sinners? All of us, you know, with regard to what we teach about sin. You see, it's not the U.S. Supreme Court that can make the laws. No, God makes his laws. We live according to the laws of God, and a good teacher will not go against the law of God. We can't change God's law. And there are universal laws that were made by God. And so with regard to the laws of marriage, we teach the law that God made marriage, that a man and a woman commit themselves, and especially Christians, in universal and to one other person for the practice and the love that exists between them of their sexual lives for the production of children brought into this world in love through Christ and with Christ. It's covered in the fifth chapter of Ephesians, marriage in Christ, given by God. No human court can change that. So you can't have a marriage between men only and a marriage between women only. You can't change that law. Now, we have teachers and we have courts that say and want to change that law. That's God's law. And so those teachers and those lawmakers who are going up against God's law, we have a law in our country that says we can kill the unborn. That is against God's law. That is killing. That is murder. And for that, there will be consequences, because God will not have his law broken on such a scale in the whole world. Mankind doesn't legislate that kind of law. God does. When we have a magnificent teacher like Paul, like Alphonsus Liguori, these figures, and those Christian teachers who are teaching the law and the teachings of God. And so we can have people in our day who influence people and who have a great deal of influence on people, but that you can't change God's law. What about the sinners then? If I am going to be saved because Jesus Christ is in me and this universal love that God has for mankind through, with, and in Jesus Christ, if you are in Christ, you are not condemned. Osama bin Laden was not a Christian. can he be saved? He murdered. He was a murderer. When we teach that God was made for all of mankind, universal, the Holy Spirit is in every human heart. Our jails can be filled with a lot of people who are murderers, who are killers, and Osama bin Laden was one of those. But the laws of mankind can put men behind bars, and the laws of mankind can take lives because they killed others, and we feel the state has a right to kill a person and condemn him to death because of crimes that are so depraved and horrible. And we do that. Now, what about God and that soul? Can that murderer be saved? Yes. Redemption is for all of mankind. Fornicators, adulterers, doctors who kill innocent babies can be saved. God has come for universal salvation. I'd like to continue to read on with what Paul has, letter that he has for Romans. I'll continue after the fourth verse, where I concluded. For those who live according are concerned with the things of this world, with the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, with the things of the Spirit, the concerns of the flesh is death, but the concern of the Spirit is life and peace. For the concern of the flesh is hostile toward God. It does not submit to the laws of God, nor can it. And those who are living in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If you have been baptized, the presence of God is so deep within you that He is there. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies. Also, through His Spirit that dwells in you. The Spirit, even though you may be temporarily involved in a sinful life, and many people who have come to conversion and receive redemption because the Spirit of God dwells in you. The Holy Spirit is in the deepest part of your being. What good news! And every preacher, like St. Alphonsus, to talk about and to preach about and to teach about the salvation, no matter how sinful your life may have been right now, if you're listening, and if you're a preacher of God's mercy, that Spirit Spirit of God is in the deepest part of your being, relieves you. Your baptism is a seal on your heart. Your confirmation, if you've been confirmed, is a seal. It's there. It's constantly calling you to redemption. Your Father is constantly calling out to you for salvation. Alphonsus Liguori, when he realized this and was teaching this, where was he born? He was born in Naples. It's like the center of the mafia. And he constantly teaching. And even in his day, when he talked about the freedom of conscience, every human being, no matter how it looks like to the outsider, God is in the depths of every human heart. When the Holy Father recently was asked about, what about the homosexuals? I don't judge them, he said. I don't judge them. I'm not their judge. And Paul is bringing this very clearly. And in fact, the Mass of today is so powerfully in teaching how this is to take place. The church, which is the teacher of morality, and Alphonsus, who is one of its doctors, today, all over the world, we are teaching this gospel. It's a gospel about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every sort. The church today is like a fisherman who's going fishing. You know, when you look at the church, does it have all saints? Not at all. And this is what the kingdom of God is like a net thrown into the sea and collects every kind of fish. When it is full, it is hauled into the shore, and the angels will come and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What bad they will throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then he goes on to us who are to teach this. Do you understand all these things? They answered yes. These were the apostles who went out to teach what Jesus taught them. And he replied, then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of the house. Hold of the household who brings from his storehouse both the new and the bad. So this is what we're teaching today. We're teaching something very, I believe, very new to our age. God loves the sinner with infinite love. Infinite love. And if you, because who is not a sinner? Everyone who has been claimed by baptism through the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, by the power of water and the Holy Spirit, you have been brought to redemption. Christ dwells in you. The Father dwells in you. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. And through salvation, when the teacher goes out to teach you this, if you are not yet dead, no matter how wicked you are, I don't know if some of you might be hearing this, and you're a murderer, and you're in prison, or you have done horrible things, and you think at the bottom of your heart that you deserve nothing but eternal damnation. That is a lie. You are united in the deepest part of your being with Jesus. Paul taught that. Alphonsus taught that. Our Pope is teaching that. And this is what you're hearing. Any good teacher will teach you that. And I really believe that that's why someone like Billy Graham and someone like Charles Stanley and someone like Archbishop Dolan has this appeal. And of course, our magnificent Pope Francis, our Holy Father, universal redemption. There is no one beyond salvation. Our great and wonderful saint today, Saint Alphonsus, makes us stirred up about good teachers. I pray and I hope that we will get teachers who will teach the law of God, not to be afraid to teach that there is salvation for everyone, and there is conversion that can take place, because there are those who in our society need to be converted, and they need to change their ways.
But dare we hope that all can be saved?
We dare, and but that is the absolute teaching. That is what Alphonsus taught, and that's why not only that, but driving us in our prayers and in our apostolate, the urgency to have a missionary church. Because if this world is as bad as it is, and as bad as people say it is, that is not something for us to sit by and condemn it and say, God is going to send us all to hell. That's a lot of nonsense. The message is, if you are a human being, no matter how depraved you are, God wants to bring you salvation. And the grace of God is there for you to receive. That God himself propels anyone who knows God, who knows the Father, who knows Jesus, who knows the Holy Spirit, who knows especially what happened with our revelation, especially at Fatima. That's a 20th century revelation that I think is so pertinent. When she appeared at Fatima, prayer and mission, salvation, teaching, go out and preach. And what's Francis really demonstrating today, our Pope? Go out and bring it to your neighbor. If you really experience the need for conversion in your family, in your neighborhood, in your parish, in our world, then let's get out there and let's bring this universal salvation to a reality. If there are in the world today, those of us who are Catholic, those of you who are Protestant, you're baptized, you have power. Those of you who are Orthodox, we have enormous power. Each of us, if we could begin to radiate the Christ who is in us and experience within ourselves, and not to worry about what our percentage is. You know what the problem is, I think, Chris? The problem is me. You see, Christ in me has the power. Who is this? He is. And he who is in me wants to do it. Once I let him radiate through me, then it is not I, and that's what Paul discovered. I live, no, not I, but Christ lives in me. One of the great missions, and in fact, she was described by John Paul II at her beatification, the greatest missionary of the 20th century, Mother Teresa, that she went out and brought such power into the world. And in my experience with her, and when I was going around with her, I used to ask her frequently, Mother, what do you want me to pray for you? She would always say, pray I stay out of God's way. Pray I don't end what God is doing. She was a woman who realized that it was God who was doing the things through her that were being accomplished. The works and deeds and the power she used to describe, I'm simply a pencil in the hand of God, and he is using me to write his message on the hearts of those I meet. And so are you. You are an instrument in the hands of God. In the deepest part of your being and mine is Jesus, who came into the world for the salvation of souls, not to condemn it, but to bring salvation. That Jesus in you can overcome of those sinfulnesses because he himself became the flesh that we have. Your flesh is his flesh. And in him, in his flesh, in his blood, in his soul, in his heart, you are being redeemed and an instrument of salvation for others. What a great news. That's new, but it's also old. Alphonsus preached it, Paul preached it, Pope Francis is preaching it, and hopefully I will.
Any final thoughts, Monsignor?
You can become a messenger of hope in this life. In it, as soon as you begin to see that you yourself are saved and a beacon of hope for your family, for your neighbors, for your enemies, and for the world. We pray that today on the Feast of St. Francis, that you will be a radiant and beautiful teacher. Each of you, one of the titles given to Jesus was rabbi. You are a rabbi of truth. God bless you.